My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
That's right. Sometimes divorce happens. You need an attorney. You know?
Yeah, you do. I don't think, can you just do that on your own? You just be like, that's it. I'm out of here.
I'm done. Bye-bye.
I think some people do, right? They don't get an attorney. They just...
Yeah, and I don't think that works that often.
Seems like the poorer way to go.
I miss the olden days where you could just like move like one town over. You just like, I'm leaving. And then like,
you
just
I think left. You can still do that, right?
Fortunately, now with the internet and whatnot, they track you down. But back in the day, you just moved like, you didn't have to move a state. You just move a couple towns and like, hey, what happened to him? Don't know.
It was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time.
Well, we'd already been discussing the Florida situation, Billy Napier, and the things going on down in Gainesville. Something stood out to me from that game, though, and it had nothing to do with what was going on the field. Take a listen to Jesse Palmer taking shots at a Florida fan in the stands.
He's got a mustache. Can't see it now, but he's whipping his hand with his shirt. I'm going to make a bold prediction here. I'm going to say that guy's in the friend zone.
Listen, you are a top analyst. I'm just going to say, you know how to give analysis.
Years of relationship and dating. I see it up close and personal on my other job, and I think I'm going to say he's a good listener.
Bachelor Nation is in desperate need of this kind of analysis, Katie.
Don't kick a man while he's down, Jesse. Leave him alone.
No, I think he's a great guy. I didn't say he's a bad guy. I'm just saying, I don't think he's dating anybody in the shot right now. I think he's...
Buy or sell that we need more analysts giving analysis on the dating games of some college kids in the stands.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I do love the courage of Jesse Palmer to comment there.
One of the most handsome men on the planet.
Well, yeah, easy for you to say, Jesse.
He's right that Jesse Palmer uniquely equipped to criticize or to analyze that, yes. You know, because he is Well, I'm sure he's cut through a wide swath, but also he was on The Bachelor,
yeah,
right? Yes. Wasn't he The
he
Bachelor?
He was The Bachelor.
He and hosts The Bachelor.
He hosts The Bachelor now, so he sees it. You know, that's a man who knows.
Yeah.
Although, a man in the friend zone.
Although, to be fair, like, I went and looked at the clip.
Yeah, I haven't seen the clip.
First off, my man's wearing, he's wearing Florida overall striped with no shirt underneath.
And he's got the mustache going.
He's got the mustache. I'm telling you, in SEC country, that guy's doing fine.
I think so, too.
You know, he's not, like, when I first heard this clip, I was like, oh, boy. I thought we were going to see, like, you know, I thought we were going to see Jethro. Dude, the dude's growing an ironic mustache. You go to any...
You got a drunk frat kid out there.
I was at the Farewell Fest down in Bend like a month or two ago. Dude, I saw like 1,000 kids that looked just like this dude, shirtless, that shouldn't have been shirtless with bad mustaches. And they all had ladies. This guy's doing fine. Yeah, I mean, Palmer's just, he's a little sensey with the whole Florida thing, but that kid's doing fine.
Yeah, I think I'm with Palmer. I'm watching it now. Yeah, that guy's not getting any tut. At least in that photo, he's right.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
I'm sure there's something out there for him, but that wasn't the point. The point was, he's saying he's friend-zoned with all of those girls around him, and I think that's exactly right.
I do like the analysis, and yes, we need more.
And by the way, there are like 5 girls surrounding him.
Yeah.
Well, let's move over to the NFL, where Malik Willis got the start for Jordan Love, who was injured. There was a play, a 3rd and long, in which he never threw the football. His head coach had this to say after the game.
I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that 3rd down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center thrown up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that, because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation, and it's 3rd down, and I've never had a throw with vomit on a football. So I don't know. I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate that.
God. Did you ever throw up on the ball?
No.
I was going to ask.
I've heard it happen.
My question is, buy or sell the most unique circumstances for not throwing a football in a game?
No. Oh. That's...
Well, Zeke would be qualified to.
That's pretty high up there. I've heard. I mean, there have been clips you've seen of O linemen throwing up, and so it's happened with the center puking. I've never heard a quarterback say that he didn't throw the ball because of it. But if you've got a ball that's slick with yak, I mean, I understand why you don't let it loose.
Other reasons?
Boy, I'm trying to think of one. I mean, I don't know. I've seen a quarterback take a sack because he was going to soil himself. I've seen that one before, where he felt the diarrhea and he didn't feel like he could run, so he just kind of he folded.
Well, what does that have to do with the football?
Well, no, but you said reasons to not throw the ball. To throw a ball. This was a reason to not extend a play. Oh. He thought he was going to, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking more like what could get on the ball out there. I mean, obviously,
that's probably the
snot
only
snot and puke and
yeah, that's the only
pee and
that's the only.
Yeah.
That's the only. Well, I mean, the
mud.
I have had it before because and I'm not the only one. A lot of linemen do. In really hot weather, I would just pee myself. On a hot day down in Florida, I'd pee myself, you know, 9-10 times a game. And I know some of the quarterbacks that was troublesome because their hands are under there, but, you know, what are you going to do? But that was no reason to not throw a football. That's probably number one. Puke on the ball, you will probably never have another situation where it said, why didn't you throw it, and come up with a weirder explanation than that.
Despite it being football season, couple baseball buy and sells
yes.
for you.
The
first one comes to us from San Francisco. This is Elliot Ramos.
Throw it down around the knees, you're going to get some serious tilt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Down the line! It will! It is out of here! Do it. And this game is tied. And now we want to find out if that went into the water.
Because if it did, there's never been a right-handed hitter that has done it since this ballpark opened its doors in 2000.
So Elliot Ramos with a unique feat at San Francisco's Oracle Park this weekend. The first right-handed batter to hit a home run on the fly out to right field. So it's been over 2,000 games at that park. No Giant, nor any Giants opponent.
Well, hit it into the water.
Has hit it on the fly into the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buy or sell, that makes it the most impressive home run of the season.
Hmm. Boy, I hadn't thought about that, but...
Well, what's the other... Yeah, what are other candidates?
I mean, I'm
I don't know, absolute launch jobs
Aaron Judge
or...
Grand Slam the other day was pretty
That
bad.
Was pretty epic,
Soto
yeah.
Soto hit one... I thought Soto may have had the longest one this year. I don't remember what ballpark it was, but he damn near hit it out of it. I mean, off the top of my head, I you know, if that's true and that's unique like that, then yeah, I'd say that's the most impressive home run.
Well, I can't think of another one.
No.
Well, then let me try this one on you, because here, this is Randy Arozarena, and I have seen hitters do this for one pitch before. I have not seen this entire sequence play out like this. If you missed this in the Mariners game, this was wild.
That'll bring up Randy Arozarena. There he is stepping out before the pitch got to the plate. Then the pitch was outside ball one. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Steps out again. And it's ball two. New to me, Rick. Help me out.
We've talked about it before. I don't know why he doesn't, but he's got to be very confident with one strike or two.
There's a 2-0. Stepped out again. Ball three.
Wow. Three in a row. That's a first.
I hear you.
I've never seen him do that three pitches in a row.
Well, maybe he's looking for a cookie right here. 3-0. Hope he mashes it. Let's see. 3-0. He looks loaded there. Here's the pitch. And there it goes. Oh, baby. Left field. Facing in the upper deck, Randy Arozarena! He got what he wanted, a 3-0 cookie, and the Mariners lead 5-0. Wow!
Sometimes a hitter sets up a pitcher, and I think that was a classic example right there. He steps out, ball one, he steps out again, ball two, he steps out again, ball three. I'm swinging, and Garavito comes in with a strike, and he just mashed it off the facing of the upper deck. In left field. Holy smokes, what a shot by Randy Arozarena.
Randy baited the trap, and Garavito took it hook, line, and sinker. And goodbye. Goodness gracious, what? That was amazing.
You're telling me he did that on purpose?
Watch the clip. The Mariners have posted it. I don't understand it. This is buy or sell the most unique home run you've ever seen. The way that he's stepping out of the box dismissive as if he had wanted like time to be called. Three pitches in a row. Like, I don't know if he's daring the guy to throw a strike. I don't know if he's trying to get in his head.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like this.
There's no way he baited him.
It's like, I don't think you can throw a strike and then it's 3-0. He picks one spot, one location.
Yeah,
he's like, see you later.
I am watching this right now. That guy, I did not see this over this weekend. I only watch football. And I said I was out of the country. I'm kind of blown away right now.
I was too. I've never seen anything like it.
I've never seen anyone do that twice, let alone three pitches in a row.
I've seen a guy do it when they're like, when a new pitcher comes in and he's like throwing two balls and they step out for the third or something like that. Like, just as a, almost like showing bunt to get in his head, but I've never seen anyone try to do this for an entire bat.
Yeah, I mean, he threw 92 right at the knees. I mean,
see, that to me is on the pitcher. I mean, that
oh,
pitch,
for sure. You can't throw a cookie.
That's a meatball.
Yeah, you throw a cookie there because you think he's stepping out. What do you think he's, I mean, I don't know. I don't think you can guarantee that he's stepping out on that fourth pitch. He's probably no. taking, but when you put one right there, he's going to step in and mash it.
Gosh. I don't know. If he did that, if he actually set that up, that is one of the more amazing things that I've ever seen.
I think we should see more of this.
I don't think that's a good strategy.
It
seemed like borderline disrespectful, like dunking on somebody or like baiting a basketball defender so you can cross him over or something.
What? Wow. Holy cow. Yeah, that I am legitimately stunned.
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Hey, two weeks left in the baseball season.
4.5 back of the Astros, and I think 2.5 back of the Tigers, if I'm not mistaken.
Careful.
Think they make it?
Who, the Mariners?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I don't.
No.
Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.